as we're now in the week of Tisha B'Av, the Shavuos Shechal Bo. Perhaps the bracha that needs our closest attention in the Amidah is V'li Yerushalayim Ircha, Bracha Mim Tashuv. And the Chafetz Chaim says that before we say this bracha, we should think, Master of the Universe, Ribbono Shel Olam, I want to request from you that you should return to Yerushalayim, you should rebuild Yerushalayim and bless you for that. V'li Yerushalayim Ircha. Why does it say V'li Yerushalayim Ircha? Could just start Lirushalayim Ircha. As the Maggid Tzedek says, because there's also a heavenly Yerushalayim as well. Yerushalayim Shel Mala, Yerushalayim Shel Mata. Yerushalayim is a concept as well as a physical location. It's a concept of Hashras HaShchina, of Hashem's presence dwelling amongst the Jewish people. And we know, the Gemara says, the first Hashem has to come into Yerushalayim Shel Mala, the heavenly Yerushalayim, and then He'll be able to fill the earthly Yerushalayim as well. So we're davening for something spiritual to then manifest itself in the physical world. V'li Yerushalayim Ircha. V'sishkoim b'soicha. We're asking that Hashem shouldn't just build it, but He should dwell in it. That's the purpose of Yerushalayim, is this dwelling place for Hashem in this world, where all of mankind can come and have an awareness of what life's about, the reality of Hashem's existence. And therefore, we're not even davening for ourselves. We're not davening that we should come back to Yerushalayim. Oh, come on, other brachas, kibbutz galus, bring us back home. Yerushalayim ircha brachim tashav Hashem, Daddy, Father, come home. Not for us. Actually, we're davening for you. That the Shechina, your presence, Hashem, should be manifest. That's v'sishka b'seicha kashi dibarata. That your presence should be manifest in the Beis HaMikdash. It's an amazing thing. In the deepest, darkest parts of our Golus, we're not just davening for ourselves. We're not just davening for a reprieve from the harshness. We're also davening for the biggest, the best, the most important thing in the world. Hashras HaShchina. Hashem's presence manifest in this world. V'sishkoin b'seicha. That is the purpose of building a Beis HaMikdash, of building a Mishkan, as v'shochanti b'seicham, that Hashem should dwell amongst us, within us. So the first thing to realize when we daven for V'li Yerushalayim Ircha Brachim Tashuv, essentially we're davening for Kvod Shamayim, for Hashem's glory, for Hashem's own essence, in its own way, perhaps in ways we don't fully comprehend or understand, to become more palpable, more real, more present in this world, in this place called Yerushalayim. To beg Hashem to come home. Because ultimately, it was us that pushed Hashem out to the point where it was a bayis charav charavta, bayis sarav sarafta. It was an empty building, it was an empty shell by the end. We pushed Hashem out. And now us, we, using our free will, using our heartfelt fillers, we are absolutely and categorically begging Hashem to come home for all the good that will flow from that manifestation. And it should be Mehir Rabbi Yamina.